Hello.
Hello, this is Jasmine with the Home Care Agency responding to your missed call, sir. How can we assist you this morning?
Say that again.
This is Jasmine with the Home Care Agency. We're following up with the missed calls.
To know how I go about doing home my mom.
Okay. What county does your mom reside in, sir?
Philadelphia, Pennsylvania.
Okay. And has she ever had services in the past, or would this be her first time applying?
This would be the first.
Okay, well, let's check to see if she has the eligibility codes to submit the referral, okay? Mm-hmm. What's your mom's first and last name, sir?
First name is Willamette.
Can you spell that for accuracy?
W-I-L-I-A-M-A-E. It's M-Y-E-R-S.
M-Y-E-R-S. Okay, and Ms. Myers' date of birth?
March the 17th.
March 17th, what year?
41, I think. I'm not there, so I have to...
Let me see real quick if I can find her on the information that you gave me. What's her home address?
530 North 12th Street. Philadelphia, Pennsylvania.
I'm still on 530 North Street.
530 North 12th Street.
530 North 12th Street, Philadelphia, PA, 19123. Okay. And do you know what kind of insurances your mom has?
No, not right offhand.
Okay. I'm going to ask you to spell her name one more time. Give me 1 second. And confirm her date of birth. I got 3/17/1941, correct?
Yes.
And Willamette, W-I-L-L-I-E-M-A-E?
Yep.
W-I-L-L-I-E. M-A-E, correct?
Yes.
Is it two separate words or all one word?
That's one word.
Okay.
Willamette.
I got to be doing something wrong because she's not populating on my end with the spelling. Willamette. I'm going to change the spelling around a little bit, okay? 1 second. These systems are so sensitive. If you're off by one letter or they spell it differently, it just throws everything off. Are you sure on that date? Because nothing is populating for her, 3/17/41.
Hold on. Mm-hmm. Can I call you back?
Can I give you my direct number?
All right, hold on. Let me get a pen. Okay, hello?
I'm here, sir. My number is 267.
267.
551. 7410.
557410.
And my name is Jasmine. Are you going to be the primary caregiver to get paid to run her errands and help her at home?
Yeah. Yep,
okay, what's your first and last name?
Lincoln.
Nicholas?
Lincoln. Lincoln.
It's because your numbers, you're coming in and out. That's why I'm having a hard time hearing you. So, Mr. Lincoln, what's your last name?
Hello?
Yes, sir.
Lincoln.
Okay, and your last name?
M-Y-E-R-S.
M-Y-E-R-S.
Same as my mother's.
Okay, and a good number to reach you is the one on my call ID, the 215-239 number.
Yep.
And a good number to reach Miss Willie Mae?
215-232-2714.
Do you want me to put us on a three-way conference call so we can confirm her information and see if she's eligible?
Yes, we can do that.
All right, sir.
You can do that now?
Yes, please hold while I get your mom. She's
your mom,
correct?
I forgot the right birthday, yeah.
We're not going to tell her that. We're just going to say that we're confirming and have her confirm her info, all right?
All right.
All right, please hold. I got Mr. Lincoln on the line, your son?
Yeah, oh, yeah. How you doing?
I'm doing great,
Mom.
Thanks for asking.
All right.
He's trying to get some information, and we're just confirming it. I was just going to review how you spell your first and last name, okay?
Okay.
Miss Willie Mae, is it W-I-L-L-I-M-A-E?
Yeah.
This is M-Y-E-R-S?
Yes.
Okay, your phone number is 215-232-2714, and you reside at 530 North 12th Street in Philadelphia, PA, 19133. Is that a private house, or do you have a unit or apartment number?
It's 1923.
House. 1923 is the zip code, correct?
Yes.
All right, and your date of birth, can you confirm that for me, Ms. Myers?
3-17-42.
Okay, we got it. All right, so my name is Jasmine. I'm with Family First Care, and we are going to be assisting you on to home care services, okay?
Oh, okay, thank you.
Absolutely. Mr. Lincoln, do you have any questions for your mom? I kind of got everything that I need.
Yes, Mom, I'm going to be doing the errands and everything for you.
Oh, good. That sounds good.
Yeah? Well, that's what we're going to
be
doing today.
You guys pay every week?
Every Friday. Yes.
Okay, thanks.
Miss Willie Mae, do you know if you have state insurance, Medicaid? What kind of insurances do you have?
I know one I have.
Which ones do you have?
Oh, I got to look on the list. Tyrone, you know the ones I have, right?
You got both of them, right?
Yeah.
Part A and B.
So that's Medicare. Yeah. That's when you've worked your whole life and you've paid taxes and now you're retired. So you're reaping your benefits from everything you've worked, okay?
Yes.
Right. Medicaid.
She worked 35 years for the school board. She's retired.
Yep.
She's 83 now.
Oh, what a blessing. Medicaid is a state-funded program through the Department of Family Services, okay? It's something that you need to apply for. Have you ever applied for Medicaid? Being that you've worked your whole life, you might have not needed to.
No, not that I know of.
Right, because your job always gave you good benefits. But because I don't see you at all in the Medicaid-funded system. And the program that we're trying to get Mr. Lincoln and you onto, where he can get paid to oversee your care and assist you at home, is a Medicaid-funded program.
Well, I'd like to have that.
Yes, and I would highly encourage it because you worked your whole life, so you're entitled to these benefits, okay? So what I'm going to do today, because you are not on Medicaid, is that we're going to try to assist you through the Medicaid process so that you can get on to services, okay?
Oh, okay, thank you.
Absolutely.
Appreciate
Willie Mae, do you have an apartment number, or is this a private home?
Private.
It's a house.
It's a house.
House.
Got it. And you, Medicaid is income-based program, okay? So they're going to review your income before they determine eligibility, okay? So I'm going to be submitting a referral today. I'm going to be getting the information that I need. They're going to be reaching out to you. Should I put Mr. Lincoln as your point of contact?
Yes.
Moving forward? Okay. I got it. Yeah, I got
all
the...
oldest, so
All right. I got all the information I need, Ms. Willie Mae. Welcome to Family First Care, and I look forward to assisting you, okay? You take care.
Okay. Thank you.
Okay. You're welcome, ma'am. Bye-bye.
Hello.
Hey, Lincoln, I'm going to submit the referral right now. We might have to, obviously, right, because she's never applied for Medicaid. I have to submit the referral, but I got to give you some information so you could get her online for them to, you know, do her financials. Let me know when you're ready. I got to give you information.
All right. I'm ready.
So the agency's name, put down agency's info, is called Family First Care.
Family first kid.
Uh-huh. My name is Jasmine, and my direct number is 267.
I got that.
551-7410.
Yeah, I got that.
Okay.
Family first kid.
Yes. And then now I want you to write down Medicaid broker number. The Medicaid broker number, it's 877-550. Go ahead. 877-550-4227.
Okay.
You're going to call them, let them know that you're assisting your mom onto, you know, home care, and you were told that you needed to go through the Medicaid process first. You're calling to assist her through the Medicaid application and anything else that follows. I'm going to be putting you down as the point of contact and main overseer of her care, so they contact you for anything that they need. Don't forget, it's 3-17-42. All right?
You said what?
Her birthday.
3-17-42. Oh, yeah, 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 yeah.
All right, I got
you. I was one off.
Yeah, that. You, listen, you was very close. Yeah. All right? You got it. Don't worry. All right, Lincoln. Welcome to Family First,
right.
Okay? I'm going to be further assisting you through the back end of everything, and our specialists are going to get a hold of you to further you along in the process.
Okay, thank you.
Thanks. Uh-huh, bye-bye.